to another episode of the Oge Show. My name is Oge, and if you're just joining us for the first time, what we do on this side is we talk about societal issues via opinionated discuss. We invite guests from other different walks of life, from different ethnic groups, and the rest of them, just to impute, because mostly what we talk about here concerns us as humans living in Nigeria, living in the world, and all of that. So if we scroll down after listening to this episode, you see the episodes that have aired before, and you can listen in. And if you like us a bit so much and you find us really, really interesting, I know we are interesting, rather, so just hit that follow button. And you can also follow our social media pages, The Oge Show, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter to get updates and, you know, join in on our conversation. So my guest today is, he goes by the name Seeker. I'm not going to cover his first name and his surname,
because you can't pronounce, you can't pronounce my last name.
Izuko.
You can't.
Izuko.
You said more the last time.
Yeah. That's a mistake, but I just corrected myself.
Okay,
so he goes by, everyone knows him as Seeker. He's an upcoming Nollywood actor. He's also into events planning and management. And the first time I saw him was at an event. Hot Sauce. Wait, whatever happened to Hot Sauce? Seriously.
There's a story for another day, but hot sauce is hot sauce. Like, you have sauce in your mouth.
It's supposed to be like one of biggest parties in Port Harcourt. It's supposed to be competing with the likes of mainland block party in Lagos, and it's supposed to even, you know, sort of how people look up to Bole Festival, tradition of Nigeria, and the Abuja representatives allegedly, there's video evidence to show that they went to show solidarity to Commonwealth of Zion, Abuja, the head pastor of that's accused of rape by Bosola Dakolo, the wife of erstwhile singer Timmy Dakolo. And obviously, according to reports, he has stepped down from his, you know, pastor. Yeah, they said he stepped down for, not they said, he said he's, he actually put out a statement that he stepped down
for a while.
We don't know how long, it's a while, but we woke up to news of, earlier this week, we woke up to news of, you know, representatives, Abuja representatives, going to cause her to show solidarity to this man. What are your thoughts about it?
First things first, I'll say I'm disappointed, because in the first instance, I believe there was somewhere in the media where it was reported that Khan was also dragged into the whole Koza whole frenzy.
Yeah, they said they had no comments.
No, they had
make,
no comments because they had
Koza is not a member of the body.
Yeah, they had this very fanciful, excuse to push themselves out of it, but we were all surprised to see two members from Khan rather pledging their support and throwing their support behind the allegedly raped rapist. So I'll say I was disappointed, but before I could land, I saw another article where Khan also put out a press statement saying those people were doing that on their own, that they themselves were not behind the whole thing. So I'll say I'm usually disappointed in, I don't want to use the word Christianity, because if I say Christianity, that means I'm going real deep, because when you talk about Christian and Christianity, you're talking about a certain group of people with beliefs. At the same time, these so-called persons, two in particular, had a motive to show support to Pastor Biodun under the
using candy,
yeah, to make it all, to have a smooth sail. I don't know if it was staged or whatever, but I myself and a few of my friends were hugely disappointed in and that it shows how Christians can be manipulated, humans can be manipulated. At the same time, I was talking with a friend, and I was saying that you can't differentiate what Christians do to the normal, regular politicians, because at the same time, a politician could tell you this is this, and the next thing you know, he's switching to the next party and he's telling you this is that. So what's the difference between what just happened between these two fellows, representative of Khan, switching sides and also pledging support for Pastor Biodun, whereas we had Khan distancing themselves from this case and all the men of God as well. So we were surprised and then we're disappointed. I think I should take that back. I am not surprised. We're humans. We're capable of a lot of stuff. So that's why I said most Christians are politicians. So we say that they play politics in church, they play politics outside of church, they play politics with
God's name
in heaven. So it's weird. I think one word for it, we're disappointed. Trust me, we are highly disappointed. Well, it's good that Khan had to put that statement out, but I think it's a stain to the name itself. That's to show you that they are not in unison, they're not one.
They don't have one voice.
Yeah, that's why I can say it's politics, because you have the I don't know if I'm mentioning political parties, I don't know if I'm allowed, but you have people saying they are this. Or you had them when they switch to this party, you had like all your sins will be forgiven and they are that. So this is the same thing, but under the guise of being a Christian and under Khan.
Yeah, but I feel like it's not enough for Khan to come out and say, okay, this spokesperson for Khan, actually, I was going through Diary of a Niger Girl. It's this blog where, you know, that deals with all things that concerns women in the society, and due to the fact that this whole Koza case concerns a female who accused the head pastor of rape, so the admin of that page, I think she's female, she reached out to the president of Khan and she tried to get him on the phone. Okay, no, the spokesperson of the president of Khan, and she tried to get him on the phone, and somehow he maneuvered through the whole thing about same thing you said, they are not aware of the fact that these two people, Mr. Isaiah and Mr. Olajide, I think that's his name, I stand corrected, going to Koza and Abuja, standing in the pulpit and saying that, you know, pledging solidarity, pledging support for Biodun Fatoyinbo. Fatoyinbo, I think that's the word. Yeah, Yoruba people should not kill me. So, pledging support for him and all that is solidly behind him. And the spokesperson is coming to say that, oh, we did not do this. We these people did this without a knowledge. Isn't there some kind of guideline or a code of conduct binding, you know, people, all denominations that are under the Christian Association of Nigeria, all members of Christian Association? Isn't there like a code of conduct? Isn't there like a guideline saying that, oh, if you do this, this is what will happen to
like,
you?
Like that, like,
because so
law,
far they
like
have
the law,
actually,
yeah.
Yes, so far they have come to say, oh, we didn't send these people. Okay, what are you going to do to this person, or these people that...
I don't know. I don't know how they handle their own code of conduct. I don't know what their code of conduct is. I don't know how they handle that disciplinary, or how they call it there. But I believe whatever they need to do needs to be done fast. And I think at the same time, to be evaded from the public eyes, since they denying they are not aware, then taking actions, which seems like, okay, so you guys are aware in a way. Or if you say, okay, these are your members, they can easily say these are not our official members to start with. But given, as I said, they are making this thing seem like a political jamboree, like when you're having political contest with parties and you go for campaign, they go, they seek, and the players decide we're behind this candidate, Pastor, building off so party, we support you fully behind, and you hear them from another party, like, I don't know what those guys said, you're not behind this candidate, we're behind this other candidate, and all that. I believe there should be a guideline, there should be a punishment, there should be a restriction, there should be a penalty to that. If it's in football, it's a foul, you have a yellow card, a red card, and a suspension and all that. I think they should set up a panel to investigate all that, but that's it's not left for me and you what is left for me and you is to be focused on the matter at hand, to say no to rape. To start with, we need to support all victims of rape and also make sure that all rapists are put behind bars. They face justice. And not to forget that we shouldn't take laws into our hands, which is very, very important. Yes, we might find out how the justice system is in the country, but we can't take justice, we can't take the laws into our hands. We just need to pray and also make sure the system works in the right, in our favor, and also in the right way as well. So we pray and we pray, and we would also make sure that we take it up to the people in charge of carrying out this delicate decisions, rather, to make sure that these said people are brought to book, not just them alone, but the rapist himself, if he's been found guilty. That is the main cause there, and we make sure that justice has been tampered or had messed up.
Anyway, so that's actually really cool, because I am of the opinion that, you know, if you're going to, he who comes to equity must come with clean hands.
Yeah.
So if you're going to come out and say, oh, these guys are not part of us, oh, these guys are not, we didn't send them to do this, oh, we didn't know about this, we're totally oblivious of their actions, you should also come out and say, oh, due to what they have done, this is the repercussion.
Oh, they should face the music.
This is what our body is going to do to them. Maybe you might decide to ostracize them. Or maybe, you know, probably that's not a Christian thing to do, because
you're sounding very vindictive, though.
Yeah, that's why I said it's not the Christian thing to do,
but
because
you're
Christianity.
You are.
I just agreed. Why are you pushing it down my throat? Excuse me. I'm the one asking the questions.
Okay.
Thank you. Just do not be faster than your shadow.
Okay.
Thank you.
I hate shadows, by the way.
Oh my god. Oh Jesus. Anyway. So I was just saying, it's ostracizing them might be extreme, because Christianity leaves room for forgiveness.
You want them to be ostracized?
No, I'm saying that there should be a punishment, and it's been 72 hours since they put out that statement. I've not heard anything.
I know this, I'm not supposed to be asking the questions, but sorry to cut you short though. We have cases in the country that's been unsolved, criminal, very delicate, important cases, ranging from the top, from the terrorists,
but this
president, hold on from the Fulani's. I'm coming down for the Fulani's headman, to the ethnicity crisis, political crisis, and big pockets, you name all kind of crimes, most of them are unsolved, most of them judgments have not been passed. We have people in prison cells that their families and loved ones have no idea they are there, and we have people in the prison cells as well that justice, they've not been taken to court to start with, you understand. We have cases that the files have been lost, and these people are rotting in jails, and you feel 72 hours is just too much for just two. For two guys that came to pledge. We don't know if they were actually, I don't use the word paid, or they were just paid.
Yeah, that's what most people are saying.
People shouldn't use the term that 72 hours is just too long. We have a whole lot of problems in the country that have been pushed aside way beyond 72 hours, way beyond a month, a year, and years to come. So 72 hours is just small. I'm not saying it's the right.
I'm not saying it's the right thing, but hold on.
There's what we call due process.
Okay.
So due process or processes must be taken. So if you don't take due process, for example, let's say for your lady, you need to make your hair. There are process you take. You just don't go to the salon and start making your hair. There are process you take, right? True or false? For a guy, I want to cut my hair. There are process I take. First things first, I need to get myself to the salon. And at the same time, make sure I have money. Those are all things in that process. At the same time, make sure my favorite barber is there. At the same time, make sure he's giving me the right and perfect haircut. These are processes. These things take time. You understand? And if I get there and he has other clients, I don't have to jump. Because if I jump, you guys breaking the law to start with. These are all due process at the same time. So we just go around all these things.
I don't really, really agree with you is the fact that Khan is not the Nigerian justice system. It's not bounded by the Nigerian constitution. I mean, this is a body. it's supposed to have
body by made up by men.
Yes, of course, the justice system is also made up by men. But
yes,
what I'm saying is that,
and these men can be bought, these men can be swindled, these men can be sentimental. You should have that in your mind.
Then if you have members that are above the laws guiding the association to which they belong to, then those men should not be in this association, because they are going to, because this act alone, it's sort of, in a political sphere, is treason. Because you don't go against the leadership of wherever you find yourself in. You don't go against it, because there's always punishment for it.
Tamper justice with mercy. Yeah. I am not putting on my neck for these guys. I don't know them. Trust me. I am in for the victims of the rapists. I want to see the rapist behind bars.
And that's why everybody wants to see them behind bars. It's just enough time for them.
Like
to
I said,
say,
I said I was disappointed. I was disappointed in Khan in the first place. I was disappointed in them, because at the same time, there's another factions. These other people, just two men.
Now that's why every time I think of that, the Catholic Bishop Conference in Nigeria, which is part of the denomination I belong
to,
I'm just happy they pulled
We're Christians.
No, I'm saying Khan is made up of different denominations. Yeah. Let's not just be politically correct about
certain things. We're Christians.
We are all Christians, but I'm just saying that my denomination, I'm happy that.
Yeah, I can see that.
Oh, you're looking at my finger. Oh, thank you. It's fine. I'm just happy that the Christian Bishop Conference of Nigeria decided to say that and remove the Catholic Church from the Christian Association of Nigeria. Because if this is it, and then it's actually much more baffling the fact that when this story actually broke 2 weeks ago, they actually distanced themselves from the whole thing.
Yeah, they did. And they're still doing that right now.
And then the next thing, you're waking up like 2 weeks later and you're hearing that some people went to
Two guys.
There's a video.
For example, if you take do you know most decisions political parties make are not unanimous?
Mm-hmm.
You just have a bunch of guys sit down and make decisions. For example, the ruling party. I believe there are people that have different opinions to where the party's being led. But you don't have them all coming out being verbal. Some of them might be a little bit, but some of them are not. But the ones that you think they run the party, they are on top and they make the all decisions for the party. You know, so this is
Khan. Yeah, every group
so
has.
So now this is Khan. Khan distanced themselves before. And they are doing that again, not just from the case, but from this so-called two people claiming to be Khan. We don't know them from anywhere. Khan himself is saying that, okay, these guys are not registered members of Khan. They can't be just regular guys, like you say, you shouldn't pass judgment. You shouldn't pass judgment yet to say this is of Khan. We're disappointed in Khan already. We are, totally. But let's just wait and see what they come up with next. And at the same time, I seriously wish this case can be as snappy, because there are a lot of crises in the country already. So having us been going back and forth just for this is just beyond us. I am disappointed in Khan, but at the same time, I won't pass judgment on Khan. Passing judgment on Khan means I'm calling myself the author and finisher of their faith, which I am totally not. I'm just a human being, a Christian for that matter, and I love God, trust me.
No, it's not me you're going to convince.
I'm trying to make you.
You said trust me.
You should trust me.
Why should I trust you? Because you say you love God. Because the words worst politicians and people have. They go to church.
Then I shouldn't trust anything. I shouldn't trust this interview.
I didn't tell you.
I shouldn't trust this interview.
But I didn't say I
trust. I trust you. That's why I'm here.
Okay. So, but that's actually due to your own discretion. There's
you're trying to push my trust beside.
No, why?
Side,
why were you even talking about this? We're actually doing this.
Are you having trust issues?
No, I don't have trust.
Sure?
I do not have trust.
You actually holding your neck.
I do not have trust issues. Okay. I'm holding my neck because I'm trying to stop myself from
choking yourself.
From strangling you. Actually.
Okay. Mm-hmm. No, you wouldn't. I'm a sweetheart. Trust me.
Good. Right. Anyway, so we've not finished dealing with
Khan.
Oh the God, next Khan. Scene, Jader, who is Wizkid's, okay, now his former manager and the mother of his third son, comes up with
Yoruba demon.
She
Yoruba
has demon, been demon. Enduring Yoruba physical demon. And emotional abuse from the superstar, the Afrobeat superstar.
I love Wizkid.
All of you Wizkid fans have.
I'm a huge fan. No, hold on.
Yes, yeah, and you know what is funny? I've read takes on this whole issue. Majority of Wizkid fans, they are in denial.
No, hold on. Trust me.
Imagine people. Why don't you let me speak?
Okay. The question is this: what's my take on the whole case?
Of course, obviously. Okay.
I'm a huge Wizkid fan.
He's talented. I'm giving him that. He's very talented.
I met him once when he came to Port Harcourt, the Club Cosmo Lounge.
Okay.
And we had his gig. It was still back then. That was a long time ago. He wasn't this really big, but we knew he was going to get big because he was already on point then. He's talented and all that. And nobody likes domestic violence. Nobody likes to be in the news for the
moment. Oh, some people like domestic violence.
Trust me, people just don't wake up and want to be
violent. At the end of the day, whatever decision you make,
be it bad or good, you feel it's a good decision.
Okay.
Because people make bad decisions and they feel they're making the best decision in their entire life.
Yeah.
People end up being domestic and being violent and they feel like they're doing the right thing. In their head, it's a cycle. They feel they're doing the right thing. Because I believe that every robber, every kidnapper, every terrorist in the entire world, which you and I know that being a terrorist is a bad thing, being a robber is a bad thing, being a killer, being a murderer is a bad thing, being a rapist is a bad thing. But in their psych head, they feel like they are doing the right thing, right? Because I believe every robber and kidnapper and rapist say their prayers, and they have this faith. They believe in something.
They say their prayers? Do you follow them on your mission? Do you sleep
Have you slept on the same bed with your robber? I'm a Christian, to start with.
No, but the fact that you're a Christian doesn't mean you don't. You can't.
I've done things in the past. I have still done things that I'm not proud of. At the end of the day,
you went to rob somebody.
I know. I've done things that I know they're not good, but every day,
actually hit someone before?
At the same time, I felt like since I didn't get caught, I thank God.
I've never been violent.
Okay. I would never be violent. I am. I'm a mushy kind of guy. You know, I like to smile about it. So, and that kind of thing. In that kind of case, like I've done terrible stuffs, and I prayed I'd never get caught.
Okay.
Like when you steal meat from the pot, you put your mom doesn't catch you. When you were young, you pee and you roll your younger other brother in that spot and roll to the other side, change your, and you pray you don't get caught. You do stuff, you pray you don't get caught. This is your fate, you understand? And when you go out for robbers, you go to rob, you pray. I thank God you didn't get caught. But you don't mind killing someone to get robbed. You don't mind putting someone in a very tight spot, robbing of their money, and you pray they didn't get caught, and they thank God for getting their pay that day. So you see, it's a psych thing. So moving down to Wizkid, I'm a huge fan of Wizkid. I love his music. Trust me, he's big. He's doing us proud in the entire African continent. But I am not a fan of domestic violence. I am not 100% a fan of hitting a woman. Not just hitting a woman, or a woman hitting a man.
Wait, come back. You said you're not 100% a fan of hitting women.
Yes.
So there's a part of you that actually feels in a From
100%, are we supposed to get other percentages?
I'm quoting, you said you are not.
I am not 100%.
You're not 100%.
I am 100% not in all. I see what you're doing there, but I'm not in support of domestic violence.
That 100%, is what 100%. You say. I just quoted you. My bad.
I'm not in support of domestic violence. 100%. I'm not support of guys hitting girls. Okay. I am 100%. I'm not support with girls hitting guys to stir them up, because some guys have temperamental issues. Some guys have that territorial issues where they feel like they're supposed to be in charge.
You're controlling, over-possessive.
But some girls. Some ladies have like you can't just do this to me and get away. Who are you? Who born you? I don't kind of say, you know, the kind of where we kind of say we are in. If you try to,
no, I'm actually hoping Jada press charges.
When you have girls, when you have girls,
she's not even a Nigerian, so she actually has an edge.
She's gonna press charges in a Nigerian court or in
no, of course, from. Abroad, definitely.
And Whiskey is how's the Whiskey?
Oh,
right?
He can.
When he visits.
Oh no, my dear. He has work abroad, right? In the US. She's actually from America.
Oh, okay.
Yes, her son is also American. No. His dad is Nigerian. So.
Well, let's.
It's actually. I'm actually thinking.
Let's not be too fast. I'm not being sentimental.
You're being sentimental here because I am hoping that she presses charges.
I understand. From the feminist gender.
It's not a feminine.
Okay, yes.
I just cannot.
She should press charges. But first things first.
We've not heard his side. For me, I feel like allegedly.
So you see,
but I'm saying that same. You can't say so. You see, because I mean,
There's no proof to this. So, but I don't.
Oh, now you're asking for.
No, I'm not saying.
Why
allegedly.
Why do you have to?
Okay, allegedly. We can just stand up at that because she said he did this. We jump on the bandwagon. Yes,
no, she actually had to delete the post because some women, Whiskey female fans, if you're a Whiskey female fans and you're part of the people that did this, let me just say that you're actually a disgrace to womanhood and you're sorry disappointment.
This is you passing the judgment
for a female. This is directed. No. This is me expressing my opinion and this is directed to a certain. No,
you're judging certain people.
Yes, because how can a woman come out and tell you that? Oh, I was abused. I've been abused by this man, and just because you feel like she has come out in the past
to defend him against his other baby mamas.
No, just because this woman has come out in the past to defend him against his other baby mamas, you go and you're doubting her stories. You're telling her, oh, okay,
there's
you know what?
Doubt.
There's a reason why he's beating you. Maybe you're not home. Well,
a lot of people were
maybe
doubting Tim Zakolo's wife, Busola. Yeah,
that is what I'm saying. What I'm saying if you're part
there's
of
room
a female,
for doubt. There's room for doubt. There's room for questions.
Of course, you have to ask pertinent questions.
Yeah, but you can't. That's
Sika.
What I'm doing. But you can't.
No, you don't ask. That's not them asking questions. That is them telling them that she deserves. The treatment she
but they said the same thing to Busola.
That's what I'm saying.
But they said the same thing to Busola. So what are you not saying?
No. I'm. You know,
her case is even worse because she was a victim. She was raped. She was raped. You understand?
No, you can't say.
She was raped by. She was raped by someone she trusted.
You can't
someone
say,
the society looked
no,
up to.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Whiskey is also someone the society. Whiskey has
a
lot of young people.
Now you're being. You're putting women. Or female fans, like you said, that was a little bit asking questions.
Did you do the same to the
female fans, members of the church, general public that were on the other side?
Yes, I did. If you listened to my formal episode, my last episode. Okay, no, two episodes before my last episode. My last episode, I discussed Ruger. Two episodes before this present one. We talked about rape. We discussed the whole book. It's even on my social media pages. On Instagram, it's on Twitter, it's on Facebook. Pledging support for... Because it's not easy. What I am saying is, a woman comes up and she says, it's okay for you to have doubts. Because you always want to hear from the other party. But not for you to shame this person for coming to say, oh, this happened to me. As in, on IMM, these things,
is that
it's
Igbo?
Not...
Did you say Igbo? You spoke Igbo.
Yes, it's Igbo.
What's that?
It doesn't happen.
Okay.
It's crazy. I just cannot imagine it.
Look in your eyes, I know you can imagine it. So.
No, I can't imagine. I was hurt.
I read comments yesterday and I felt bad. And you read victims. Victims came out.
Oh God. And then another thing I wanted to correct is the fact that you can't come out and say, oh, because Busola was raped, because it was sexual abuse.
Do you believe she was raped or not?
I believe she was raped. And then even if they come and they say, oh, she doesn't, that was, court itself will say statutory rape because she was 17. according to Nigerian laws, she is a minor. And that is if they go with the criminal code, which binds Southern Nigeria. If it was part of the penal code, which is Northern Nigeria, you know, there's 14 years age thing and the rest. So it might not really fly. But since it happened in Southern Nigeria, of which Southwest, and then Lagos has its own Lagos child abuse law.
In Lagos, if you know that.
It's even worse in Abuja because Abuja has like.
No, I think it was in Ilorin. Whatever.
Ilorin is part of Southern Nigeria. Yeah, the criminal code covers Southern Nigeria. So if that is what is going to happen. So whichever way they want to swing it, she has already pressed charges. He's guilty of statutory rape. That is what it is. Because 17, she's not yet legal enough, according to Nigerian constitution.
Even if she's legal, rape is a rape, man.
That's what I'm saying. So that's what I wanted to say before you brought up this whole law thing is the fact that Bukola was sexually abused, Busola rather, was sexually abused, does not mean her pain weighs more than Jada's, because Jada's own was physical abuse. You can't compare their psych.
We weren't. I was trying to bring it to a point to balance, because at that time you were already condemning and judging the fans
It's not even condemning. I am still condemning their actions.
Did you also condemn fans?
Yes, I did. I don't see this one thing. There's actually one thing about me.
You're supposed to be on this other side.
I see the world in white and black. Uh-huh. I'm hot and cold. I'm not lukewarm. If this is wrong, it is wrong, irrespective of whose ox is God. It is wrong. I will tell you. Oh, this is white. It's white. Is this in black? Is this in red? It is red, though. That is what it is. So the same way I am criticized, it's not like I criticized. Tomorrow I will still say the same thing. It is, if you're one of those females that instead of you to I actually have doubts, or I find loopholes in her story, it's better for you to say, I find loopholes in your story, but I empathize or I sympathize with your situations, and ask questions like, how many times has this happened? What led to this happening? It's not asking questions like, it's your fault. Shebi, I'm sure you're not humble. I'm sure you talk to him anyhow. He's our star boy. Are you crazy?
You don't need to take comments of fans.
No, but that's how you know how they are. That is how you know how people think. Because it's not robots. They're not bots that are going to drop those comments on his page. They're actually human beings. Obviously. Nigerian women.
People think differently, trust me. People do. Okay.
So, at least you actually accept that. Oh my God. I'm actually really, really angry about this.
Everybody
really
should be.
Really, really angry about this. But, that is it for today. If you're listening to this podcast right now, or if you tuned in to listen to this podcast, thank you for doing so. Thank you, Sika, for coming. And please share this podcast. Please like our social media pages at The Oge Show on both on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And also, you can send voice messages using the Anchor app. The Anchor app is available on Apple App Store and Google Play Store for both, you know, iOS devices and Android devices respectively. So until next week, thank you for staying with us. Sika, say bye.
Au revoir. It's all right. Okay, bye.